那曼达，不是那曼达。
I'll begin this morning by reading one of Shindan Shonin's Wasan, and this describes for us one of the benefits that we receive from living in the Nembutsu. Shindan Shonin no Wasan wo itadaite kara, kore wa Nembutsu no jinsei no riyaki no hitotsu, riyaku no hitotsu nitsuite kakareteru koto de gozaimasu. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho wo onegaishimasu. 本願力に相ぬれば、虚しくすぐる人ぞなき。功徳の崩壊満ち満ちて、煩悩の俗し隔てなし。Of those who encounter the power of the primal vow, not one passes by in vain. They are filled with the treasure ocean of virtues.The defiled waters of their blind passions not separated from it. Morning, everyone. Minna san, ohayou gozaimasu. Wonderful to have you here on the last day of vacation for everybody. Who's going back to school tomorrow?A few of us are going back to school tomorrow. Very good. Very good. Did you all have you enjoyed a nice break and some time off? Yes? Yes? How about you, Joma? Have you had a good time? Yeah? Okay. Very good. Very good. So, this month we've started January, and this month is our important Ho-onko service. This is our memorial service for Shinran Shonin. And so our theme for this month will be talking about Shinran Shonin's specific teachings, the teachings that are kind of unique to Shinran Shonin's way of appreciating the Buddha Dharma, the Buddha's teachings. So Shinran lived in Japan he passed away a little over 750 years ago. And so he lived many, many years ago, a long time ago. But we feel that his teachings are still very important to us in our daily lives. And so that's what we'll be talking about this month. And today I wanted to share with you one of the very most important teachings of Shinran, the benefits that we get from receiving and living in the Nembutsu. And Shinran describes many of those benefits, and perhaps one of the most wonderful benefits we receive is peace of mind. And we'll be talking, I want to talk to you today about the peace of mind. And the passage that I read this morning from Shinran's writings talks about how anyone who meets this teaching, none of them will pass by in vain. None of their lives will pass in vain. That we all live a wonderful life and we get to enjoy peace of mind. And so many of us have peace of mind. Many of us feel peace of mind at different times. And I want to talk to you today about one of the first encounters that I had with my wife when we first started dating. We had made an appointment to have our first date. 妻と初めてデートした時の話をしたいと思います。So I can see my wife's blushing a little, but this is not an embarrassing story at all for her. It's very embarrassing for me. So we had made a plan to meet at a certain place. If we were going to meet for dinner, and I had just gotten off work. I'd changed my clothes out of my uncomfortable work clothes. I put on my most fashionable clothes for going out, and I got on my bicycle. As living in Japan, I didn't drive, and so I rode my bike. Does anybody here ever ride a bicycle? Bicycle? Yes. Does anyone wear a helmet when they ride their bike? You wear a helmet, and why do you wear a helmet when you ride your bike? It's safe, that's right, it's safe. And what might happen to you when you ride your bicycle? Why would you need a helmet? What could happen? If it's your biking, yeah? How about you? You might fall. And so I was riding my bike very, very quickly because I was so excited to go and see my wife, who was not my wife at the time. She was just someone I knew who I thought was really nice. And I was riding my bike, and I was going very quickly. and I wasn't paying very close attention to where I was riding. And I was riding on the sidewalk. In Japan, everybody rides their bike on the sidewalk. And so the sidewalks, they go up and down, right? Up and down. And this one particular sidewalk, the part where it went up wasn't very smooth. It wasn't very smooth. There was kind of about this much of a gap between the road and the sidewalk. And as I went ka-chunk, ka-chunk, and my foot slipped off the pedal of the bike. And I don't exactly know how this happened, but it got stuck in the between the tire and what's called the fork on the bike. And so when that happened, the front tire stopped turning. So what do you think happened next? Exactly, as David just gestured one of these, right? And so I went over the handlebars, I flipped over, and the bike landed on my face. And so I got up and I was sort of disoriented. I couldn't see very clearly. And I sort of touched my face and I pulled my hand back and it was bloody. So I thought, oh, I better call the ambulance. And so do you know, what number do you call to call the ambulance? Does anybody know? Do you know, Dioma? 911, that's right. How about in Japan? Has anybody ever lived in Japan before? Do you know what number you call in Japan? Kate, you used to live in Japan. What number do you call? Do you know? It starts with a 1. 110, exactly. Hyakutoban, right? Hyakutoban. You call 110. And so I called and they said, you know, what's wrong? And I said, well, I think I need an ambulance. I was standing in front of a convenience store the time using the payphone. And so they came and they picked me up in the ambulance and they very kindly took me to the hospital. The wonderful thing about in Japan, there are no emergency rooms in Japan. You just call an ambulance, they pick you up wherever you are, and they take you to the hospital where they did a very nice job. I had a big cut right here, but you can't even tell now. I have just a little scar, but my face looked horrible. Looked horrible, and I had to, well, I was, when I got to the hospital, I sent my wife a text message, and I said, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it tonight because I had an accident, and I'm at the hospital. And I'm sure she was like, oh, right, yeah, right, okay, sure. And so, but then a few days later, I had to go to a very important job. One of my jobs at work was to kind of be the representative Caucasian person for the prefecture of Miyazaki. And so they were just opening a new international center, and they were going to have a TV program about it. It was going to be on the news, and since it was international, you had to have somebody who looks international there. So I put on my nicest suit, and I showed up, and this side of my face was like, you know, sort of the bruise was in full bloom. So it was sort of a mix of red and purple, and it just looked horrible. And I had a good friend at the time who was a German. I worked at the prefectural government. He worked at the city hall, and he was German. He was also an international person, so he was there looking international. And he was a former paratrooper in the German army. And he came up to me and he said, my God, what happened to you? And I said, did you get in a fight? You know, I said, no, I fell off my bike. And he just started laughing, ha, 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 ha. And then he said one of the most kindest, most comforting words that I've ever heard in my life. He said, mate, don't worry. Scars are a man's jewelry. And I thought, oh, that's so sweet. Here I was so embarrassed, but they were interviewing me. They had the camera about 3 feet from my face, and they were interviewing me for the news, and I was just so worried. But, you know, in Japan, they're masters of video editing, and so they had me, of course, they had to have the international person, but somehow they managed to only have shots from this side of my face. And everybody would say, oh, you look great on TV, and then people would see me, whoa, what happened to you? And so, but I still, you know, had not given up on this date with my wife. And so this was on the next weekend. My face had not even really begun to heal, but I got up the courage and I said, well, I want her to know that I didn't just stand her up. I want her to know that I really did want to meet her. And so I said, you know, can we get together this Friday evening? And she said, you know, she agreed to get together. And when she first saw me, she knew that I was not lying about going to the hospital. But she still agreed to keep going out with me, even though I looked so horrible. And that was my main concern, that she would see me and then just run the other way. But no, you know, obviously, this was almost 10 years ago. So almost 10 years later, here we are. And, you know, and that was a wonderful to me. That gave me great peace of mind, knowing that at that point, if she would still go out with me after I'd stood her up on our first date and showed up looking so bad, I knew, well, you know, this is somebody who's going to be there with me. You know, even though no matter what I may look like in the future, no matter what may happen, that we'll be able to stay together. And that this is a wonderful, gave me a wonderful feeling of peace of mind. That peace of mind comes from being accepted just as you are, even though you may not look or be as wonderful as you think you can be, that somebody accepts you. And that's the acceptance that we also receive in the Buddha Dharma, in the Nembutsu. Because Shinran teaches us that when we meet this great compassionate Buddha, we're accepted just as we are. And that our lives can be transformed by this. And that's the wonderful peace of mind that Shinran describes. It's this feeling of encountering the Buddha's teaching and knowing that we're accepted just as we are. That just as I am, that's okay. That's okay. And we still try to do our best. We still try to improve. We still try to show up on time for dates and other things. But we know that just as we are, our lives as we are precious in the eyes of the Buddha. And that's the wonderful peace of mind that we find in this Nembutsu, this feeling that we're safe, and that the Buddha looks at us. He looks at our lives and our foolishness and our foibles, and he says, I want to help these people. And so he provides his teachings for us, that if we weren't as we are, then the Buddha wouldn't give us these wonderful teachings that are our support and guide in our lives. Nembutsu というのは、まあ、そのまま受け入れられるということはよく言われるんですけど、そのままのあなたが救いがあるという教えですね。こう立派になって完璧の人生になるというのではなくて、今このままの人生が救われるというのはお念仏の御教えですね。このままに救いがあると気づいたら、安心感が生まれてきて、それが安心して生きていける力が身につくということですね。
And when we can learn to feel that we're accepted as we are, then we can come to accept ourselves as we are. And as we learn to accept ourselves, then we can accept other people. Sometimes we do things, sometimes we maybe say something or do something that, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I hadn't said that. I wish I wasn't like this. But this is the way we are. And if we can begin by accepting ourselves, then we can also accept others. Ooh, I wish she didn't say that. I wish he hadn't done that. But that's who that person is. That doesn't mean we don't try to change. That doesn't mean we don't try to improve situations. But we can deal with things. The first step in dealing with our lives is being able to accept the situation as it is. And to the strength to do that comes from encountering the strength of the Buddha's vow, the Buddha's great compassion. まあ、自分が受け入れるということは、もう悪いも受け入れる。自分の今の生きている人生、あのこと言わなければよかった。あのこと、その嫌なこと言われて、言われなければよかったと思いながら生きていくんですけど、それが、まあ、この今の人生であることを受け入れてから、前向きに生きていける力が気につく。それも、南無阿弥陀仏、お念仏に、の中に生かせられる力でございます。
So, I'll conclude my words here. Let us once again hear these words of Shinran Shonin and reflect on the great peace of mind that we can find as we learn to accept ourselves and accept the people around us just as we are.
このままの人生を生きられることの力がつくこのお念仏の教えですが、親鸞聖人の言葉をいただいて終わりたいと思います。
Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。Of those who encounter the power of the primal vow, not one passes by in vain. They are filled with the treasure ocean of virtues, the defiled waters of their blind passions not separated from it.
本願力に相ぬれば、虚しくすぐる人ぞなき。愚徳の崩壊満ち満ちて、煩悩の熟睡隔てなしとナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマンバーツナマン